Hello, friends, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, your host for this little hour-long trip back to the past via a stack of 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. On today's program, the spotlight is firmly on dance bands of the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, but with a bit of a twist. So I was recently listening to a choral 78 by Paul Whiteman and his new Ambassador Hotel Orchestra. This was recorded in 1954. The vocal credit goes to the New Rhythm Boys, and the song composer credit goes to Dick Jacob, Paul Whiteman, and Bob Merrill. The song is called Then and Now. And before I tell you about how this influences this week's program, let's just listen to the record. Here's Paul Whiteman and his new Ambassador Hotel Orchestra, Then and Now.
Then
there were a swingin' bo-de-o-de-o,
and now
we got a swingin' ooby-dooby-doo,
'cause all the hep-cat lovers dig a newer sound.
Oh, all you coobly-ootin' dooby-dow,
what do you say?
Then
doing the Charleston made the date complete,
and now
gotta be rockin' to a mambo beat,
because we're livin' faster, life's a gasser now.
Oh, life's a gasser, a razzmatazzer.
Valley and Columbo sang songs for your moms. Now it's Don Cornell and Eddie Fisher, Johnny Desmond, Tony Bennett, and Atom Bombs.
Then,
gee, there's a lot of things we kinda miss.
At least,
no one's forgotten how to hug and kiss.
That's still the same somehow, both then and now.
Frankie Lane and Tony Martin,
and we're the Rhythm Boys.
That's us. Then,
gee, there's a lot of things we kinda miss.
At least,
no one's forgotten how to hug and kiss.
That's still the same somehow, both then and now.
How about that unresolved chord at the very end? An attempt, I guess, in 1954 to make it sound hip and modern. That was Paul Whiteman and his new Ambassador Hotel Orchestra, a choral record number 61336, featuring the New Rhythm Boys singing the vocal chorus on Then and Now. That was the name of the song, and it sets the stage for today's Shellac Stack program. As I was listening to that record this week, it got me thinking that there were quite a number of band leaders who came on the scene in the early to mid-1920s, rose rapidly to great fame and success, and were then savvy enough to change with musical currents and maintain that success for decades into the 1940s, 50s, 60s, and sometimes even beyond that. And wouldn't it be interesting to compare early recordings by these band leaders with some of their later recordings? Now, of course, this being the Shellac Stack, we're limited to 78 RPM records, so this isn't exactly going to be a then and now show, although we will hear then and then, a little bit more recent then. So that's what we're going to do today. I've picked out 8 different band leaders from the 1920s, and we'll hear some of their early recordings and compare them with some of their later recordings. This is not meant to be exhaustive or comprehensive, and I'm not even necessarily trying to compare these band leaders' very first recordings with their very last recordings. Rather, it's just an exercise in exploring the stylistic traits that these bands adopted through the years that helped them to remain popular and au courant, as they say. So we started with Paul Whiteman in 1954. Let's go back and hear Paul Whiteman closer to the start of his career. He came on the scene in the late 19-teens and made this next record in 1921. On August 30th of that year. It's tuned by an up-and-coming composer, George Gershwin. It's called South Sea Isles, introducing She's Just a Baby. This came from George White's Scandals. ¶¶ Well, no unresolved ending there. That record just smacks of 1921. In a good way. I like it. That's called South Sea Isles, introducing the song She's Just a Baby, composed by George Gershwin, played by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Victor Record, getting us started on this edition of the Shellac Stack. Here on out, I think we'll take things pretty much in chronological order. At least for each pairing, we'll hear the earlier record first, and then hear the later record. I think you'll detect as we go along a trend, which is that in the 1920s, music tended to be on the hot side, at least from these particular band leaders that we'll be hearing, which gave way to a smoother, sweeter sound in the 1930s and 40s. So next up on the turntable, I've got a record by Ted Weems and his orchestra. This is Victor 19377, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, June 9th, 1924. It's an instrumental of a tune written by Max Friedman and Harry Link called Red Nose Pete. And then we'll follow that with a Ted Weems record from 22 years later, recorded in Chicago in 1946. Bob Edwards, not of NPR fame, will sing Peggo My Heart on a Mercury 78, number 5052. So two now, early and then late, Ted Weems and his orchestra.
Little girl, sweet little girl, sweeter than the rose of Erin. Your winning smile's endearing, egg of my heart. Your glances with Irish art entrances, come be my own, come make your home in my heart.
And there you have Ted Weems and his orchestra, a Mercury 78 from 1946, featuring singer Bob Edwards. That was Peg O' My Heart. Before that, a Victor 78 from 1924, Red Nose Pete. Now, in order to fit two records in each from eight different band leaders, I'm going to keep my commentary to a minimum this time. You don't have to cheer too loudly. But really, the point this time is to cram in as many records as we can. So I'm not going to tell you too much about these band leaders. Most, I assume, are already pretty well known to people who know music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. So let's just move right along then to Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians. I will tell you that Johnny Johnson's real name was Malcolm Johnson, and he was a pianist and seems to have gotten his start recording piano solos. He started leading a band in the early to mid-1920s, made some records for the Bell label, then quickly moved over to the Victor label, where he made this first record we'll hear on October 14th, 1927. Studio regular Franklin Bauer is the vocalist. It's a song by Irving Berlin called Together, We Two. After that, we'll hear Johnny Johnson and his orchestra. 10 years later, in February of 1937, this time Lee Johnson is the vocalist, on a Dubin and Warren song called September in the Rain. And a beautiful thing it is. It's a Conqueror record, number 8798. So, a pair of compare and contrast records by Johnny Johnson now. First with his Statler Pennsylvanians, then Johnny Johnson's orchestra, 10 years apart. Let's start with Together We Two in 1927.
Thank you. telling where we'd be dwelling together. Down at the bottom of a little hill, where we could live and love and hear the trill of the whippoorwill. We were happy, we looked so snappy together. No mistaking what we were thinking to do. You gave your love undivided, just as I did. Then and there we both decided, every weather we'd share together we two.
You have a pair of records by bandleader Johnny Johnson. First, with the Statler Pennsylvanians, we heard Together We Two from 1927, and then Johnny Johnson's Orchestra of 1937 with the song September in the Rain. Up next on the turntable, we've got Leo Reisman and his orchestra. Leo Reisman is probably best remembered for his fairly lush, sophisticated orchestra that recorded for Victor in the early 1930s, but his recording career goes back to the early 20s. He started recording for the Columbia label, and we'll hear one of those acoustically recorded Columbias first in this next set. From October 12, 1924, we'll hear Because They All Love You, a song by Jack Little and Tommy Malley, issued on Columbia 242-D. Then we'll fast forward almost 10 years to September of 1933. Arthur Wright, no relation, is the vocalist for By a Waterfall, a song by Irving Cale and Sammy Fain, Victor 24399. So now, here are two records by Leo Reisman and his orchestra. Thank you. That song, By a Waterfall, came from a Warner Brothers film called Footlight Parade. It's on my to-watch list. From 1933, that was Arthur Wright singing with Leo Reisman's orchestra. Before that, we heard Leo Reisman's band back in 1924, Because They All Love You. Those two records separated by a mere 9 years, but musically, how different they are. I also understand that Leo Reisman was no great fan of jazz, never aspired to lead a jazz band. Nevertheless, for some of his records, right around 1929, 1930, he engaged trumpet player Bubba Miley to join his band. I don't think this record, By a Waterfall, was among those. Let's continue now with Jack Shilkret, brother to Nat Shilkret, or Nathaniel Shilkret, A&R man at Victor Records in the 1920s and early 30s. Jack Shilkret didn't make nearly as many records as his brother did, but he was still quite prolific. We'll hear him first on a Victor record from October of 1924, a tune by Billy Rose and Harry Woods. It's called No One Knows What It's All About. Supposedly, this is a tune that was recorded by Big Spiderbeck and, I believe, the Wolverines for Jeanette, but it was not issued, so we'll never know exactly what that sounded like. After Jack Shilkret's orchestra in 1924, we'll move forward a dozen years to November of 1936, Chick Bullock will join Jack Shilkret's orchestra for Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, a Mellotone record number 7-02-11. So, two records from Jack Shilkret now, a dozen years apart, starting with No One Knows What It's All About. Thank you.
Twinkle, little star, way up in the heavens where you are, oh, shine from above, or I feel that I'm falling in love. Twinkle, twinkle in the sky, while I give romance another try, oh, shine, silvery light, or I feel that tonight is the night. Confidentially, does she care for me? Did I hear you say that everything's okay? Oh, that's all I want to know. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, way up in the heavens where you are, oh, shine from above, for I'm sure that I'm falling in love.
We started our little Jack Shilkret set with No One Knows What It's All About from 1924, followed by Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in November of 1936. In case you're just joining us, my name is Brian Wright. The program is the Shellac Stack, a program that features 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And on today's program, which we're calling loosely Then and Now, we're comparing recordings made by popular bandleaders in the 1920s with some of their later work in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Up next, a long-lived bandleader, George Olsen, who started recording for the Victor label in the early 1920s and was still active well into the late 40s and into the 1950s. I believe in his later years, he actually owned a restaurant in which he would often play some of his older records for his patrons. We'll hear George Olsen and his music first in a 1924 recording of a song called My Papa Doesn't Two Time, No Time, written by Walter Donaldson. Billy Murray will be the vocalist. Then from October of 1948, we'll hear Betty Norman and a trio, the vocalists, on Down Among the Sheltering Palms, something George Olsen's orchestra recorded for the Rondo label, which I guess I typically associate with those ubiquitous Ken Griffin records, but this one's actually pretty good. Rondo R164. Two now from George Olsen and his music.
Thank you. forgetting we've got a day out where the sun goes down about 8. Oh, my love is burning, burning, burning. Oh, my heart is yearning, yearning, yearning to be down among the sheltering palms. Oh, honey, wait for me.
First, in that coupling of George Olsen records, we heard My Papa Doesn't Two Time No Time from 1924, followed by Down Among the Sheltering Palms, a tune that goes back to the 19-teens, but recorded here in 1948. Another band leader whose career trajectory, I think, is very similar to George Olsen is Jan Garber. He had quite a hot band in the 1920s that became noticeably sweeter in the 1930s and 40s. You'll hear that in this next pairing. First up, from 1928, we'll hear one of the handful of records Jan Garber made in the 20s for Columbia Records. I think his more common records are on the Victor label, but this one, made for Columbia, February 17th, 1928, Mull Downey is the vocalist on a really hot rendition of Back in Your Own Backyard. After that, we'll hear a tune from Oklahoma, People Will Say We're in Love. Jan Garber recorded this for the WOR feature label in about 1944, and Gwen Davies will be the vocalist there. So two now from Jan Garber.
Thank you.
From 1944, that was Jan Garber's orchestra, People Will Say We're in Love. Before that, we heard the Garber Orchestra in 1928. I think Harry Goldfield was playing trumpet on that, Back in Your Own Backyard. Well, time is quickly getting away from us, and I have two more sides to play for you, both of these from the high-hatted tragedian of song, the original king of jazz, Ted Lewis. First, the Ted Lewis Jazz Band in 1921, recorded in San Francisco while the Lewis Band was playing an engagement out there. It's a Columbia record, Queen of Sheba. Ted Lewis wrote it. After that, we'll hear another song that Ted Lewis had a hand in writing, King for a Day, recorded here in December of 1947. Ted Lewis financed this recording and eventually sold it for issue on Decca. So, two now from Ted Lewis. Here's Queen of Sheba.
Life is but a dream, so make that dream supreme. You're a king just for a day. Now don't forget that castles crumble and fortunes they tumble. Love and love alone is humble, so gather flowers while you may. Come on and be that happy one. That's it. Smile up there at the sun. You're a king just for a day. Why, gold will change you like Mephisto. But remember this though, that love makes you a Monte Cristo. You're a king just for a day. Life is just a ringlet of smoke, a tear, a joke. You can't hide your sins neath a velvety cloak. What are we all but the potter's clay, molded to crumble and fade away? Some of us lose and some of us win, but aren't we equal under the skin? Years are like days, so remember one thing. The heart that can sing is greater and richer than monarch or king. The light of a candle, that's all we are. We dim and we fade like a vanishing star. And when the roadway of life becomes ragged and rough, we realize then that we're only a puff. Come on, be that happy one. Smile up at the sun. You're a king just for a day. Now gold will change you like Mephisto. But remember, remember this. Though love makes you a Monte Cristo, king! For a day.
We finished with Ted Lewis and his orchestra, a 1947 recording of King for a Day, preceded by Queen of Sheba from 1921. Hey, King and Queen. That was unintentional. Well, we're out of time for this edition of the Shellac Stack, but I'd like to thank you as always for joining me for these 78 RPM records. I hope you enjoyed our little Then and Now program, and I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78s from the first half of the 20th century. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.